We're joined by head coach Andrea Dabney of the Milan Wildcats. We were having a chuckle about our interview last week because it's really the first time I get breaking news right in the middle of the interview. It came from Trenton Athletic Director Wes Croy. So the games last week during the interview were called off. This week we got a bunch of snow in the area, Coach Dabney, but if you kind of look from Trenton to Kirksville, maybe a little bit of snow, but I'm kind of optimistic here at mid-morning that the games might actually be played tonight.
Me too. We'll just cross our fingers and hope that we get this one in so we get a chance to play again. But you never know with this, how this weather's been the last couple weeks. But so far, it's looking pretty good for tonight.
Joking with the Trenton coaches on Wednesday that I feel like I've asked about the Milan Wildcats for about the last month and a half because we've been waiting to play this game and it hasn't held dogs ad nauseum. But yeah, sometimes they don't look so good. I think that was one of the nights last night. But yeah, if they come out and they play their brand of ball, which you always expect that they're going to do, they're a handful.
Definitely. Pretty strong group of kids, rebound the ball pretty well. And when they're hitting shots and playing under control at the offensive end, you know they're going to play good defense all night long. So we're definitely going to have to be ready to play tonight and be ready to get up and down the floor and try to push tempo as much as we possibly can because we do not want to get into a slowdown game with them for sure.
Let's look at the games from the past week. I thought you guys, and we talked about the fact that they really wanted to play North Andrew. Obviously, they want to play for a conference championship, but because they lost at North Andrew last year, they wanted North Andrew, and they really showed it Saturday night. I thought you guys looked sharp.
Yeah, I felt like that was one of our more complete games. Defensively, we had to make a few adjustments because they did a pretty good job of breaking our press, and I felt like our kids did a good job of adjusting on the fly, especially with not a lot of practice in there, and I thought we played well at the offensive end, too. Great spacing, and just played how we needed to play, and with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of desire, definitely, on Saturday night.
The more I watch him play, Coach, he's a good player. But I kind of feel like it gets overlooked how strong Eddie Gonzalez is. He's thick, and he and his ability to use his upper body, I think, is really key for what he does for you on the floor.
Oh, definitely, and I'm glad you brought him up because Eddie's somebody that at the beginning of the year kind of battled a little bit of injury and just a little bit of fatigue at the beginning of the year, and so we just kind of switched our starting lineup a little bit, which I felt like kind of helped us because then we could bring Eddie in wherever we need him to because he's a player who can play just about every position anyway. So it kind of gives us a spark off the bench, kind of similar to what Dominic had to do last year, coming off the bench. And, you know, when the other team is taking a breath and kind of thinking, oh, okay, good, they're going to go to their bench, then you come in and sometimes Eddie plays better than the kid he's coming in for. And he's had an absolute wonderful attitude and been a great teammate. I really feel like he's been one of our key pieces because he does so much on the floor and he just makes things happen defensively and does a great job with the basketball. He's been finishing here as of late, and I just can't say enough about the job that Eddie's done this year, and I hope that continues for him through the postseason because he's definitely a key to our puzzle.
Yeah, I think one of the issues with having the crossover games in the GRC the last couple of years, I look at a couple of examples. Obviously, Milan to Rosendale isn't a short drive last year. It kind of makes it fun to make a drive like that and, you know, play in a championship game. And I 2 years ago, I think it was North Andrew or somebody like that had to make the trip up to Putnam County. So, you know, that's not real ideal to play one game. So this year they have all the games at one location. How did you enjoy it now that you got to experience it, Coach?
I thought it was a really good experience for the kids. I felt like South Harrison did an awesome job of running that event. You know, everything stayed on schedule. There weren't any glitches. They were ready for just about everything. You know, they did just a great job getting teams in and out, and I felt like it was a good environment. And it's a, you know, nice big gym for us to play in as well. So, and cut the travel about in half by the time you look at one of those teams driving to the opposite end of the conference. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a great experience, and it was nice, too, because our girls had played earlier, so we got to watch a couple games in there, too, so we got to see some other teams play as well, which I kind of felt like kind of gets you in the frame of mind ready to play a basketball game, too.
No, it absolutely does. And I only got to do the championship games, and I got there literally right when the Trenton girls game tipped off. So I wasn't able to see how everything ran throughout the day, but I'm sure it ran smooth because it didn't fall behind. I was sitting there worried that your game might end up getting done about 11:30, and it wasn't.
And that's what I kind of thought from the beginning, but it just – all good games, and I felt like it really went pretty smooth, and I think it's going to be a good event for years to come.
I agree with you on that. Let's look at the game on Wednesday, because for one thing, and I've been doing this for 20 years, I can't remember a game getting switched at the last minute, 2.5 hours before the game tips. An awesome job by, once Lathrop kind of indicated, hey, we want to drop out of the matchup, you got a hold of Princeton, they got a hold of the referees, it all came together, what, in about 20 minutes?
Yes, I think both schools did a great job. Our administrators did a great job of getting together and helping each other out to get things situated. You know, guys getting on the phone, getting a hold of referees and things like that. I can't commend those guys enough for what they did because they knew how much these kids wanted to play. Both teams needed to play this week. So I thought it was a great job by our administrators to get that job done for us.
You were concerned about a couple of things when we talked, Coach. The fact that your kids, especially after Lathrop beat East Buchanan, and East Buchanan is one of the elite teams in the state, obviously, and Lathrop's been playing well. I think they have 3 losses, and they won last night. Your kids really wanted to play Lathrop, and you were worried going up to Princeton that there might be a little bit of a letdown. I don't know if it's a letdown or not because Princeton played really well, but Princeton came out and hit you in the mouth in that first quarter.
Definitely, and I don't think it was as much of our letdown as much as it was the Princeton kids playing well. I don't want to take anything away from them. They did a great job. They had a great game plan coming out at the beginning of the game for us. They really slowed us down. Not very many teams have tried to put pressure on us in the full court, and they did that, and it slowed our offensive end down a little bit and kind of just made us play a little out of sync, and they did a great job of breaking our press and getting some easy looks there early and kind of gaining their confidence. And I really felt like they executed really well in that first quarter and about midway through that second quarter as well. And I never really felt like, though, that we wouldn't start to wear them down. And I think that's kind of what happened for the rest of the game. But for the most part, it was a great first half and something our kids really needed going into next week.
Well, there's a couple of things that happened, too. If people are aware of Milan, you can look at a record and see a zero in the loss column. Maybe people are going to be aware of you. If they play you, they want to see film. If they see film of what Princeton did for that first quarter, they're going to use that.
Definitely. And everyone wants to knock off a team that has that, like you said, has that zero behind there. And everybody, I know how that goes. Everybody's going to be sharing as much as they possibly can on us. And most of the time when you go into games, you go into those gyms at district tournament time, and there's a lot of other fans in the gym as well. They typically aren't on your side. They're kind of pulling for that underdog. So we're well aware of the fact that teams are going to be prepared for us and ready to play us and are going to give their best effort against us every single night. And we just have to make sure that we stay the course and play the type of game that we want to play.
One of the enjoyable things I remember from that run that you had last year down to Moberly, Coach, was how much the community, how much the school got behind your kids. And just, there was so much green and so much gold. And the student section started calling themselves a killer cat crew, and they were at every game. And I've seen kind of the Facebook posts and the social media posts that they're getting ready to bring it again. They're getting ready for a postseason run. How much is that support helpful for you guys?
It's really kind of gets us going. We're a team that kind of plays on emotion a little bit, and when good things happen, it kind of snowballs for us. And sometimes there are guys that don't want their team to play with too much emotion, and I'm kind of on the opposite end of that spectrum. I kind of feel like I want kids to have as much fun as they possibly can and celebrate those moments, because you never know. They don't come around every day, and you have to enjoy those things. So our kids kind of embrace that, and they play so much better when they have a big environment to play in, and they get excited and the crowd gets excited, and it just kind of keeps snowballing from there. And I think it's a good thing for our community. They're a good group of kids that do a lot of good things, not just on the court. So I think that also helps as well. It makes things fun to be a Milan Wildcat right now, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I have never seen a game, Coach, that went from it looking like at least it's going to be interesting, if not a potential upset, and then by the time the fourth quarter goes, it's in running clock, 54-5 run against a good Princeton team on their floor. What changed for you guys so quickly, and what kind of got you guys locked in?
Well, I kind of felt like we did a good job. Princeton just spread us out, and they've got quick kids, so we just kind of backed our defense up a little bit to shorten some of those angles so that we could maybe get a little bit more traps in and force the action a little bit more at the defensive end. And I thought our kids did a good job of that and jumping out into the passing lanes a little bit better once we backed into the half court. And we just kind of got things going, and then in the third quarter we started to shoot the ball pretty well as well. So I don't know if I've ever seen a run like that against such a good team in all my time of watching basketball, because I remember sitting on the bench with Coach Duffy, and I looked at him and I said, oh my God, do you realize that is 30 now, and it just happened so fast. But that's kind of how our kids play. It kind of just happens, and we've been fortunate to go on those runs throughout the course of the season, and we hope that we can continue to put those runs together.
You play at, is it 4 o'clock or 4:30 or something like that on Monday, Coach?
Yeah, we'll play the 4:30 game on Monday, which is a difficult task to kind of get up for. The gym will be kind of quiet, but we'll definitely have to bring our own energy on Monday night, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess you're playing the home team in the 1-8 game in Schuyler County, and they've kind of had a little bit of a trying season, but you know they'll be at home. That'll make them feel comfortable, certainly. It'll probably put more fannies in the stands at 4:30 because the Rams are playing.
Yeah, I would say so, and you know, that we don't want to overlook anyone. We don't want to, you know, look ahead. I know kids in the community and stuff are kind of looking ahead, thinking that it's easy to get there, and most of us know it's not as easy as what you think all the time. So we're going to have to be ready to play on Monday to take care of business, and so that we can continue to play, because it's one and done from here on out.
Yeah, if you look at this from Princeton's perspective, that they've played you twice, and they're the two seeds, so it's possible Milan and Princeton could be a district final. And if Princeton finds a way to put four quarters together against Milan, they're very dangerous.
Yeah, definitely. As are some of the other teams in our district as well. I mean, teams have been getting better. It's not like, you know, I feel like we've been improving, but we have to remember everyone else has as well. And we've played everyone, so everyone has a look at what we do and how they have gone against it, so they can make adjustments. And sometimes when you're on that good end of things, you don't always look at all the adjustments that you need to make to play better. So we're going to have to be well prepared going into the district tournament here and ready to take whatever they throw at us, because some teams will do something different definitely next week.
I'm going to go with the strong assumption as coaches as well. There's going to be a Wildcat and Bulldog basketball over at Milan this afternoon. It starts early. Girls at 4:30. Boys, I'll put them about 5:45 to 6 o'clock. Coach, hope to see you at the gym tonight. Good luck tonight against the Bulldogs.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.